Hey y'all. So before we get into it, I want to go ahead and get a couple disclaimers out the way. Number one, if you're listening with children, you probably shouldn't. My mouth gets real slick in the spicy vanilla cafe, and children probably shouldn't hear the things that I say or the words that I say, because I cannot be held responsible for your child repeating. So therefore, don't listen with kids. Number two, the views and opinions expressed in this here podcast in the Spicy Vanilla Cafe are those of Spicy Vanilla and Spicy Vanilla only, okay? So now that I got that out the way, y'all enjoy. Greetings and welcome to this evening's edition of the Spicy Vanilla Cafe. I am your enlightener, Miss Spicy Vanilla herself. And before we start, I have to get these disclaimers out the way. Number one, if you are listening with children, you probably shouldn't. Y'all know how I roll in the Spicy Vanilla Cafe. And all of the views and opinions that are expressed within the Spicy Vanilla Cafe are those of Spicy Vanilla and Spicy Vanilla herself. Okay. So, let's kick it off. As usual, the motherfucking COVID. Listen, I'm tired of the coronavirus. I'm going to tell you like this. Y'all have until August, and I'm not talking about like the middle of August. I mean like the first day of August to get y'all shit together. Okay? I'm tired of this shit. Like, I'm dead ass tired of this shit. These kids need to go back to school. These people need to stop trying to use COVID as a finesse. Listen, I don't give a fuck. You don't want to go to work? Don't go to work, fucking work. But stop trying to make it seem like, oh, I can't breathe. I can't stay on the phone long. Bitch, let me tell you something. Your girl got asthma. Okay, I had a real life asthma attack last year. My very first asthma attack ever. Right? And I was literally at a brewery with a couple of friends and I almost fucking died. Right? But you don't see my ass using the COVID as an excuse to whatever. Like, I don't know your life. I don't know what you're using COVID as your excuse for. But I do know that I'm tired of it. I'm definitely tired of it. And you know what? I'm not going to shout that nigga out on my motherfucking podcast. Like, fuck him. Thank you for my money. You know, thank you for assisting me. I'm forever grateful. Because you didn't have to do it. But at the same time, like, you knew this shit was happening before it even happened. Like, and I said this fucking four episodes ago. The shit was intended for Mr. Grab'em by the Pussy. Okay? It was intended for him. But some kind of way, we got caught up in the mix. Listen, whoever it came from, I don't know who it came from because I wasn't there when it was generated, but I ain't did shit to y'all. Neither did my kids. Neither did my friends, neither did my honey dip, neither did her children. So why we gotta suffer? That's what I'm saying. But thank you for my money though, because I really do appreciate it. Like, I'm forever grateful because you didn't have to give me no money, but I thank you. That don't make you my sugar daddy or nothing like that, but you know, gracias or whatever. But I will say, as I always say, wash your fucking hands. At this point, I don't even think that washing your hands is going to do anything. Like, I really feel like we just need to quarantine for, or self-monitor, or whatever the fuck y'all want to call it, for the 14 days and just let the shit pass. Like, I'm tired of the Rona. This is Rona's America now, and I'm tired of living here. Like, I literally, like, I can't even find the words to express how I feel about this shit. This shit is fucking driving me crazy, bro. All I know is I'm tired of it. Tired of it. Wash your fucking hands. I'm gonna keep saying that shit until the Rona passes. Wash your fucking hands. Cover your mouths when you sneeze and you cough. You know what? This is all shit that our motherfucking parents and our kindergarten teachers taught us when we were younger. And if we ain't got that shit by now, then there is a disconnect somewhere that needs to be reevaluated. Okay? Wash your fucking hands. Cover your fucking mouths. Stop sharing drinks. I think I said that on the last episode. Stop sharing drinks. Stop sharing fucking food. I don't give a fuck. Bitch, be like, I don't have a Rona. Bitch, I don't know what you got. I don't know your life. This is a bitch who don't even share a bathroom with her children. I'm gonna fucking share food with you. You got me fucked up. Listen, wash your hands. Enjoy your little money. I mean, you know, if you're an essential worker, I feel you, but at the same time, you need to be thanking whoever you believe in. I personally believe in God, and that's more to come, but thank whoever you need to thank that you have a fucking job, because at the reality of it is, if you aren't an essential worker, your ass is laid the fuck off and your ass needs to apply for unemployment. And my ass, thank you that I'm deemed essential, because guess what? I will get my ass up every morning and I will take my ass to work and I will come my ass home and I will watch my little news for 30 minutes and then I'll pass the fuck out and then do it all over tomorrow. I'm grateful for my motherfucking job, because I'm not dependent on that little check that Mr. Grabbing by the Pussy sent out. Thank you. Gracias. But I'm still gonna have an income, and I'm grateful for that. And, you know, some people don't have that shit, and I'm sorry. As humbly as I know how. And here's the thing about me. Like, motherfuckers think that I'm just heartless because of the way that I speak and the tone that I say. And listen, I'm the most humble person you'll ever meet. I'm kind-hearted. I will give you my whole entire outfit if you don't have shit. And that's because I don't give a fuck about being naked. That's my own business. But anyway, like, it's just my tone, you know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. But thank you that I'm essential. Thank you, Mr. Grabbing by the Pussy, that, you know, you thought of us to give us some ends during this time of uncertainty. I still ain't gonna vote for your ass. I don't give a fuck. My nigga, you can give me $2 million. I still ain't gonna vote for your dumb ass, because you're dumb as fuck. Like, you, this is the worst America I have ever lived in the 35 years of me walking this fucking earth. This is horrible. Okay. I have never had a lame St. Patrick's Day, a lame Easter. I'm pretty sure Mother's Day gonna be lame as fuck. Okay? This is the worst shit ever. I ain't never lived through some shit like this before, but I guarantee you one thing. If y'all don't have y'all shit together by the 1st of August, it's about to go down. Okay? So wash your hands, self-monitor, do whatever it is you gotta fucking do, but let's get this shit the fuck over with. Okay? Okay. All right, so on to the main event of the evening. I want to talk about a topic that I have wanted to, you know, give my opinion on for the past few months or whatnot. And I just really wanted to get my mind right before I spoke on it, because this is such a deep ass topic, right? So some call it Christianity, some call it religious, some call it spiritual. I personally think it's all three. Okay, now me, I'm a Christian. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, I believe that, you know, God is the end all to be all. I know for a fact that I would not be where I am without God. But I understand. And see, that's where a lot of Christians fuck up. Because we tend to want others to see things the way that we want them to see them, right? So Christians tend to want other people to have their view of Christianity and religion and spirituality. And, you know, some people believe in a higher power. Some people believe in God. Some people believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? Some people believe that God, you know, resides within them. And some people, you know, look to the sky for God. Me personally, I have my own personal relationship with God. So there's nothing in this world that can make me feel any other type of way than I feel right now about my relationship with God. And to me, it's all the same. It's just a different aspect of it. So, like, I believe in God, right? Spiritual people believe that God resides in them, okay? Some people believe that God is the earth. It all comes down to a higher power. But what irritates the shit out of me is the fact that we as spiritual beings cannot accept the fact that everyone has their own individual relationship with God, whoever your God may be. Okay, I'm not saying that my God resides in the sky, but I know my God is up there. You know what I'm saying? So I know that this shit didn't happen by man. Like, you can't tell me man created all this shit. You got me fucked up if you think that man created all this shit. Are you fucking kidding me right now? You got to be one dumb motherfucker to believe that man created this shit. No. You think you the only one walking? Get the fuck out of here, bro. No. Okay. But what I'm saying is, I understand how other people think. And that I don't necessarily say it's maturity or open-mindedness or whatever the fuck it is, but I'm not going to belittle the way that you look at things just because it's not the way that I look at things. And that's where we fuck up. We fuck up, whether it be Christians, whether it be Buddhists, whether it be motherfucking Hinduism, whatever. We think that our belief is higher than any other beliefs, and that it does not work like that, my dude. So, what's the difference between the minister blessing holy oil and me bringing holy oil to my house and putting it on my doorpost and believing that this holy oil is going to be my barrier to all evil, right? What's the difference between that and getting a crystal and believing in it, or burning sage and believing in it? And people say, well, you have to da-da-da-da-da. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, okay? At the end of the day, it's all a mind thing. Okay? It's all in your, you know, listen, spiritual people say you manifest and you speak it into existence. Christians say that it's power in speech, right? Life and death relies in the words that you speak, right? That's what Christians believe, right? So, if I say that I'm gonna walk out this bitch and I'm gonna be a millionaire tomorrow, if I believe that shit, it's gonna happen. If I say I'm gonna walk out this bitch tomorrow and by the grace of God, I'm gonna be a millionaire, if I believe that shit, it's gonna happen. So, what makes the way that you say it different from the way that I say it? Yes, I burn sage. Yes, I pray to the Lord while I burn it. Yes, I have holy oil. My motherfucking mama is a minister. You think I don't have holy oil in my house? You're gonna be fucked up if you think I don't. But what's the difference between rubbing some holy oil on my head and burning sage when I wake up in the morning? It's all the same motherfucking thing. The difference is that one belief feels that they overpower the other belief, and that's just not the case. And I feel like once we all grow up and decide that we have an open mind about things, everybody, this should be better. Like, come on now, this should be so much better. I'm not better than you just because I believe in God and you believe in a higher power. No, we're all equal. Okay, I'm speaking from a Christian point of view right now. As Christians, aren't we supposed to lead others to God? Aren't we supposed to lead others to inner peace and you know, knowing that God is the end all to be all? How are we gonna, oh, is this a dictatorship? That's a real life question. Like, I really want you to ask yourself that question. Is this a dictatorship? So, because I believe something, and I believe, okay, I'm going to put it to you like this. I'm trying to get from A to B, right? And my way is, I'm going to go A and a half, A and three quarters, and then B. But your way is A and three quarters, A and a half. And B. Aren't we still getting to B? Though, like, however long it may take you to get to B, we're still getting to B. What makes your way of thinking better than my way of thinking? And this is why people don't like to go to church, because it's like a dictatorship. Here, when you become confident in your own relationship with your higher power, for me, it's God, but whatever, nobody can deter you. You can't tell me shit about my motherfucking relationship with God. You can't tell me that God ain't brought me through. Just like I can't tell you that you spoke life into yourself. Christians believe that you have to speak life into yourself. Spiritual people believe that you have to manifest it. And how do you manifest it? You speak it and you believe it. It's the same thing with Christianity. So at the end of the day, it's all the same fucking thing. Do not, and this is where we fuck up at, do not belittle a person's belief just because it's not your belief. And see, I did a whole bunch of research and all this other shit, you know what I'm saying? I've been researching Christianity for a couple months now, but at the end of the day, I'm freestyling this shit. Because this is from my heart. You can't tell me what to believe, just like I can't tell you what to believe. You can't tell me that your belief is greater than mine's, and vice versa. Because at the end of the day, we still believe in that higher power. my higher power is God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you know, my little honey dip was like, well, where does the woman come into play? Baby, I don't know. I don't have that answer for you because I'm not in depth into my shit yet. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I believe that there is a higher power, and I believe that that higher power is God. And God is not a man. God is not a woman. God is just God. So some people believe that God resides in them. Okay. So in your mind, God is a woman. So, okay, well, I'll just say, okay, from my perspective. So if I believe that God resides in me, which he does, we are made in his image. So to me, God is a woman because I was made in his image, right? But homeboy believes the same thing. I mean, God is a man and he is made in his image. Like, you can't put a gender on that higher being. When I get to heaven, I'm not going to be like, ooh, I knew you was a girl. Hey, girl. Hey, God. Hey. No, God is within you. It is, you cannot isolate God to a gender. And that's what people don't understand. Because if you do isolate God to a gender, then you're just like people who say that God is a man. And then you're just like people who say God is a woman. God is neither or. God is God. God is in you. God is up there. God is whatever it is that you believe in. To me, I don't know what God is. I like to be surprised. So when I get to heaven, if God is a woman, she a woman. If God is a man, what up, dude? That's it. That's all. So at the end of all this, I say that to say, stop belittling people just because their beliefs aren't your beliefs. You cannot force a person to believe what you believe. You cannot force a person to take your route from A to B. They're going to take their own goddamn routes. They're going to get to the same fucking destination. And that's going to be the end of it. Okay? I had so much to say about Christianity, but at the end of the day, like, I said what I had to say or whatever, and it just is what it is. Like, stop looking down on people just because their beliefs aren't your beliefs. That shit irritates the fuck out of me. Like, in real life, that shit irritates the fuck out of me. Like, grow the fuck up. Like I said a few minutes ago, this is not a dictatorship. I'm not gonna make you believe what the fuck I believe. Fuck out of here. If it was 1,200 spicy vanillas walking around this earth, the earth would be boring as fuck, or at least the town where I live in would be boring as fuck. Like, ain't even 1,200 people in the little city I live in. Fuck out of here. You do you, boo. You believe whatever the fuck you wanna believe. Just don't belittle me because I believe differently than you believe. But at the end of the day, we both gonna get from A to fucking B. And that's motherfucking period. So, in conclusion, I just ask that you wash your hands. I'm going to say that until the Rona is no more. As a message that's loud and clear to the Rona, you have until August 1st to get your shit together. Or it's going to be a whole nother level of frustration that you ain't ready for. Okay? Okay. Stop belittling people just because they don't think the way that you think. stop belittling people just because their beliefs aren't what your beliefs is. That's where we fuck up. That's where we fuck up a lot of relationships, potential relationships that could fucking grow and manifest into something great. But because that person doesn't believe the way that I believe, then it's fucked up and just, you know, whatever. So I ask that you guys love each other. I ask that you guys are understanding towards each other. I ask that you guys continue to listen to my podcast. I thank you kindly for listening to me. And yeah, I mean, just stay safe out there. This, you know, Rona's America is bullshit right now. And I just want y'all to stay safe. And next time I talk to y'all, I'm going to have a special guest. Hey, your girl is moving on up. Special guest and shit. But anyway, and my special guest, she wants to talk about toxic friendships. And you know what? Hey, I'm with the shit. Yeah, let's go ahead and let's talk about toxic friendships. Because, listen, not all friendships are the best ones to be associated with. And a lot of it plays into trust issues. A lot of it plays into jealousy. Like, it's a lot of shit that factors into friendships. And my homegirl want to talk about it, so we going to talk about it. All right, y'all. Until next time, I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Stay safe and wash your fucking hands.